Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, July 15th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Got a lot of patches to talk about today, and not just Microsoft. So let's start with Adobe. Adobe updated Flash Player as expected. After all, there were some outstanding 0 days from the hacking team release, but it also updated Adobe PDF Reader and Shockwave Player. In particular, when it comes to the Flash Player update, the one thing I would suggest is if you still need Flash Player, make sure you review your browser settings. Flash Player should not start just automatically by itself. Pretty much all browsers now have the ability where you can enable Flash only for specific websites. And we got a new version of Java from Oracle responding to the 0-day vulnerability that has been spotted in Java. So you're now up to Java 8 update 51. But of course, this is after all Patch Tuesday, because Microsoft releases its patches on the second Tuesday of the month. So let's talk a little bit about what we got from Microsoft. First, we got a leftover from June, MS-1558. That was the bulletin number that was missing in June. It patches a remote code execution vulnerability in SQL Server. In order to exploit this vulnerability, an attacker needs to have login credentials for SQL Server. So maybe this could be exploitable as part of a SQL injection vulnerability, for example. It's really, I would say, more of a privilege escalation than sort of a real remote code execution vulnerability, which is why we only rated it as important in line with Microsoft. But now let's go to the proper July patches. MS-1565, your usual Internet Explorer rollup. It does patch one vulnerability that has already been disclosed, but not seen in any public exploits. Together with that, we have MS-1566. That's sort of the standalone Visual Basic script part of the Internet Explorer update. Depending on what version of Internet Explorer you're running, you may or may not need MS-1566. MS-1567, that's a remote code execution vulnerability in RDP. Now, this is certainly critical, has not been exploited yet, but is something that you really should probably address rather sooner than later. However, you also should not really allow remote access via RDP from at least outside your network. MS-1568 is a remote code execution vulnerability in Hyper-V. Now, the exploitability here is only rated as 2, which makes it not very likely, but still possible, that we will see an exploit for this soon. MS-1569, that's a remote code execution vulnerability in Windows. Now, this is just your regular unauthorized DLL loading. We have seen this over the last few years over and over happening with different components, so nothing fundamentally new and different here. MS-1570, that's a remote code execution vulnerability in Office, just your standard Office patch. Now, one of the vulnerabilities has already been used in exploits, which ranks this sort of anywhere between critical and patch now for clients. I left it as critical because we don't really have any details about this particular exploit, and it's more a targeted exploit. MS-1571 is a spoofing vulnerability in NetLogon. Now, again, someone could essentially log in as a different user here. MS-1572 is the elevation of privilege vulnerabilities in the Windows graphics component. That's sort of your usual, well, actually the next one, MS-1573, the kernel mode drivers. These two really go together. These are Windows components that run a system that are exploitable by sending code to them from random users. So these are very similar sort of, you know, Windows internals kind of privilege escalation vulnerabilities. MS-1574 is a vulnerability in the Windows Installer Service. Apparently, it's possible with the Windows Installer Service to run arbitrary scripts that are usually being run as administrator, as system, by the installer. So again, that should be a pretty simple exploit, even though it hasn't been made public yet. Elevation of privileges vulnerability in OLE, that's MS-1575. That's your standard, also your document style vulnerability here. Elevation of privilege in Windows RPC, that's MS-1576. Again, nothing fundamentally new here, had plenty of those in the past. Also, the next one, another font driver vulnerability, MS-1577. Now, overall, I would summarize this. There are a number of different privilege escalation vulnerabilities, and essentially of the second third of this, starting with MS-1572. They're all very similar in their impact. The privilege vulnerability in OLE, I rated this as critical for clients because it sort of has more a remote code execution component to it. So the scope and type of vulnerabilities are really not all that different from what we usually get from Microsoft, even though with 14 bulletins total, if I counted them correctly, this is one of the larger Patch Tuesday. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow, hopefully about something different than patches.